Are you struggling with change? Or maybe are you just ready? You're ready to make some changes in your life? Well, follow these three steps that I have for you, and you're gonna be able to find that you can change any part of your life. Let's get started. When friends see me that I grew up with, you know, when they see me now, they ask, you know, like, Kirk, what did you do? How did you change? Because when I was in high school, I was an introvert. I mean, I hardly talked to anybody. You know, I had two good friends that we would hang out with each other, but school, I didn't talk to anybody. Never asked my teacher a question, never approached my teacher ever. Why would I ever do that? That means talking to people. And also, I was just the quiet guy. Didn't really get into a lot of things, you know, but now here I am doing what I do, where I speak from stage, mentor people all over the world. And I love to literally be outspoken and be an extrovert. And my friends and the people I grew up with, they wonder, how did you change? How did you open up and really expand who you are? And I'm going to share with you what I share with them. There are three main things to be able to help you change. If there's something about you you want to be different, like a personality trait, you can change that. Personality traits are not ingrained in us. They're literally a neural pathway in our head, and that can be changed and adjusted. If you're born an introvert, you don't have to stay an introvert. You don't have to be that way for the rest of your life. If you're shy, you don't have to be shy for the rest of your life. If you feel unsuccessful, you don't have to be unsuccessful for the rest of your life. There really are steps to creating change. And I have a checklist. Here's my checklist for change. So the first part is, gotta have an imagination of what you wish would happen. Like really, when I wake up in the morning, my alarm goes off and I lay there for another 5 or 10 minutes. And my intention of laying there for 5 or 10 minutes is I imagine how the day is going to turn out. Before it even happens, I'm already in my head imagining what's gonna happen and what's it gonna be like to be around people? What's it gonna be like at the end of the day? How's this whole day gonna transpire? Some people make a list of what they wanna do during the day. I make a list and also imagine how it's gonna turn out. So I've taken this imagination process and thought about this week, this month, this year, the next couple years of like what I want to have happen, and I've dreamed about it. Not like a sleep dream, this is awake dreaming. Awake dreaming is using imagination. And even though I have no evidence to support my ideas to come true, my imagination can cause ideas to come true. So I practice in my head putting together the storyline and the experiences that I want to experience. And I tell you, this imagination can really affect our behavior. In fact, it directly affects our behavior. Now, I've been accused of having the pie in the sky kind of thinking. But the people who were teasing me, like I was thinking too big, they don't think that anymore because it's like, wow, Kirk, you did change. Wow, you're not an introvert anymore. Wow, check you out. Look what you're doing. And I'm like, I know. And they're like, how did you do that? There's a checklist. You do the first one is activate your imagination. Number two, language that you speak has to go up. You have to speak a higher language, meaning positive language. The common everyday language is mostly negative. It's usually filled with blame, complaining, and moaning and groaning. And that's very common amongst people to do that. So to speak a higher level of language means get up out of that blame, complain language and speak language of good things, gratitude, positivity. You know, what's good, what's moving, what's changing. And if you want to change, you like changes. It's tough to change when you don't like changes. So liking change really supports the whole experience. So imagination and improving the language that comes out of your mouth as you talk about life and people and the different things that you're doing. Upgrade your language. Okay, next on the checklist here of creating change is get around new levels of people. You've heard this before. I'm going to say it again, and you've heard it from many places. We are who we hang out with. We are who we hang out with. This last couple days, I was on a training trip where I was attending an event, and I got to hang out with the top people in this company, and just massive, massive, massive global company. And I got to hang out with the top people in the company. And wow, you hang out with them. I hang out with them. I quickly find out what I need to change about me. Because I can see them. I can see their behaviors. I listen to how they talk, how they think. And it sure helps me realize where I'm a little out of balance and what I need to do different. So find new level of people. People that in a small way intimidate you. You know, find them and find ways to listen to them, learn from them, read books about them, but get their type of lifestyle, their kind of thinking inside your thinker. So this is your checklist. And you can check the boxes. You can check the boxes once you activate each one of these. And it all creates change. So who you follow is who you're going to be like. How you talk is how your life is going to be. And what you imagine each and every day is what you're going to do. So these three things right here can create change in whatever direction you want to go. But I would definitely choose a direction. Not having a direction means that you're like a person driving down the road who just lets go of the steering wheel. That's a little reckless. And when you're reckless, somebody gets hurt. So choose a direction. Choose a direction. Where do you want to go in life? What do you want it to be like? Check the boxes, get this lined up so that you're changing in the direction you really want to go. All right, you know the checklist. You start right here, work that imagination first thing in the morning, then boom, 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 you do all three of these. Now, of course, you want to subscribe so we can stay connected, right? Subscribe so you don't miss anything. And then, of course, also click the link I have below here about a course. I have a 3-day live course, super affordable here in Salt Lake City. Wow, I can help you even take this training to the next level. So I look forward to seeing you at Master Your Influence.